back to Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines. Here's Joe, Kevin, and Travis.
All right, we're back here at Wells Fargo Arena here in High Fidelity in the St. Clair Tractor broadcast booth. Still kind of waiting on Joey Mitchell's match to come around. We're going to bring you a feature match here. It should be coming up at any time. It's going to be Nelson Brands against Zane Mulder. Nelson Brands of Iowa City West, who's the son of assistant coach Terry Brands. And he is the number one ranked wrestler, the returning state champion. He's going to be going up against Zane Mulder from Dallas Center Grimes, the number two ranked wrestler. Both wrestlers have one loss on the year. I think Brands come from an out-of-state opponent. And Zane Mulder's only loss is to Brands. So it's going to be a rematch. But number one versus number two here in the quarterfinals at 160 in Class 3A. And then we'll be bringing you Joey Mitchell's match. He's going to have Devin Ludwig of Epworth Western Dubuque, a 39-6 junior.
Another match of interest will be Blake Underwood of Valley West Des Moines, and he's going to be wrestling Levi Eagle at 160-pound 3A. So we got a couple matches of interest, and our feature match, Nelson Brands and Zane Mulder. Should be a good one, Kevin.
Yeah, I mean, it should be. You know, they are one.
What was the score of the previous match?
You know, I don't know. I don't exactly remember, but I know that these guys. It's here. Zane Mulder's grandpa used to do maintenance at the high school at Ottumwa where I worked, and he would always talk to me. And I remember, like, when Brands and Mulder were in, like, fourth grade, fifth grade, you know, it's like, hey, my grandson beat Brands, you know, and then, he got beat by him. So they've wrestled their entire careers against each other. And still, normally you see maybe one grow out of a weight class and get to a weight, you know, one's maybe two weights above or a weight above. And these guys have been in the same weight class all 4 years of high school. So it's going to be an interesting match. And they'll be coming up here. They're going to be about number, sitting there looking.
It's going to be about number 3202.
And we are on
3200.
Actually, I think they just called 3201, so it's going to be coming up here shortly.
3201, that's going to be the match of Blake Underwood. Got people texting in, wanting us to keep an eye on that match.
Matt 3. I need to give an update on, I believe, the Olden boys that apologize we kind of forgot to get through. But we'll give some updates of the results here.
Matt number four here. We've got Underwood of Valley West Des Moines.
Nick Oldham of West Des Moines Valley won his quarterfinal match by fall over Carson Taylor of Fort Dodge.
Zach Oldham, he'll be coming up in the consolation side.
Yeah, and Zach will be coming up in the consolation side. And so at the conclusion of this match, they're going to go right into the Class 2A wrestlebacks. We got Brands and Mulder in action there on mat number four, or three, I'm sorry. Brands does a nice shuck by, gets a two-point takedown here. 2-0. And if you have not watched this young man wrestle, he is fun to watch. He's like watching the Matthew Lewis or the Aiden Reeves and just always brings a lot of action.
Well, he trails Aiden Reeves. He's in second place in the state for the most number of takedowns on the year, and he trailed Aiden Reeves coming into the tournament. So
how many did they got?
I want to say that Reeves was like 217 takedowns on the year. Brands was like 195 or 96, so within 15 or 20.
That's a lot of takedowns.
A lot of takedowns.
I'm trying to remember. I think I always kept that stat before we had all this track wrestling, and I want to say it was some astronomical number. T.J. Siebel had over 400 as a freshman. I mean, just ridiculous.
Yeah.
But he had so many tech falls, and that's what Reeves did, too. And, you know, when you get 50 matches, and you... Well, 50 matches, 10 takedowns in one thing, that's 500.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, Blake Underwood, Valley West Des Moines, he is taken down by his opponent, Eagley. 2-0, he trails that match.
Brands and Mulder in a 2-1 dogfight here. Brands nice in on a single leg shifts to a double, gets another takedown. He leads 4-1. You know, and I guess the impressive thing for me is sitting here watching Nelson Brands wrestle is, you know, I got to watch his dad wrestle, and the mentality's the same. They're hard-nosed, in your face. I'm going to wrestle harder than you. I'm going to,
wear you out.
Yeah, I'm going to wear you out, and that's the mentality.
Moner does a nice job getting the escape. 2-4 now. So the first period comes to an end. Almost had a reversal there, Kevin.
Yeah, almost here, and Brands defers. Mulder's going to go down. He knows he can get up and get out. He just got to find a way to try to take Brands down if he wants to move on. Yeah, you know, we got talking there earlier about Chad Zapital and some of the runs he's had. You know, and we said it's long overdue for him to be in the Hall of Fame. And if you look at his resume, you know, he got beat by Tom Brands in the finals his sophomore year, beat Terry Brands his junior year, and beat Kent Stryker to prevent Kent Stryker from being a four-time state champion. So
Nelson Brands beat Zane Mulder in a decision, 9-3 decision.
Earlier in the year?
Earlier in the year, yep. Got a text in there on the Southern Iowa text line.
Well, he leads right now by a score of 4-3. Mulder gets the escape. Brand's going to be looking for another takedown here.
4-0 the score now. Eagle from Fort Dodge out in front of Blake Underwood of Valley West Des Moines.
Mulder trying to get a Russian tie here, see if he can't do something. Trying to work the tie. Brand's doing a good job of staying in good position, not to give anything up. Gets out of the tie. You know, we always heard terminology, heavy hands, heavy hands. You got to have heavy hands when you're on your feet, and it's so true. And Brands does such a good job of it. And just, man, you can be on your feet for 6 minutes and just have heavy hands, and it will wear you down.
Yeah, he keeps coming forward, too. You know, that'll wear you out when they're always in your face.
But like I said, these guys have probably mirrored one another. They've wrestled each other so many times.
Start the third period. Blake Underwood, Valley West Des Moines, trails 4-0 to Eagle of Fort Dodge. Now Underwood in on a shot, trying to get in on a deep single leg now. Eagle does a nice job of whizzing out of it.
Brands still only leading 4-3. Nobody can get a takedown here at the end of the second period. It's going to be Brands' choice, and of course, I'm sure he's going to go down. So, yeah, 4-3 here. This would be kind of a, you wouldn't really say upset if Mulder happened to find a way to pull out a win, but it would be a defending state champ going down. But I don't think Nelson Brands is going to try to let that happen.
Yeah, we got a little blood time going on to mat number three.
You know, when we come back and do the semifinals here in the next session, they're going to run the semifinals on these four inner mats, and they're going to run consolations on the outer mats. We'll try to bring you the updates of as many matches as we can as far as results, so we know who will be wrestling on Saturday night against one another, and then we can break down what that may look like for team race.
Underwood gets an escape now. It's 8-2 with 35 seconds left to go in the third period.
All right, I think our blood time is cut, and we are coming back to the middle of the mat. And Brands goes down. Mulder is going to cover him to start the third period. Mulder's got a nice crossbody in. Going to a spiral choke ride. That's one of my favorites. Probably from riding on top, man. You can get that tight, go up to a spiral choke, and get a deep waist in, hand on the inside of the leg. But he can't find a way to get Brands down, but Brands gets warned for stalling, and I agree. He's not making an attempt to get up on his feet.
Now Motors a little high on the shoulders.
A little high. Brands turns inside, gets that inside leg, but still nothing's happening.
3-4 your score. Minute 15 to go in the third period. What do you see, Kevin? You see him getting called for the stall again here?
You know, if he doesn't start doing something, I probably would. You know, Mulder's working hard on trying to turn, and he's just staying. I mean, he's doing a good job staying in position not to get broke down, but, man, you got to make a move to come up. I'm kind of shocked there. And now he finally gets to his feet, makes up his mind. We got a knee issue here with Mulder. He is grimacing, and he is holding that knee.
Yeah. Brands is going to get the one-point escape.
He's not going to get the takedown. I'm going to see if I can't. He has taken his headgear off.
Blake Underwood goes down to a decision 8-2 of Eagle of Fort Dodge. So a match of interest there. Working our way up to 182 pounds, we'll be seeing Joey Mitchell of Ottumwa coming out here, bout number 32-12. So
I'm going to tell you, I'm going to guess that Zane Mulder will not finish this match.
Oh, you hate to see that.
You do. But then again, it's like you don't want to injure it any more immediately. You know, do you let this match go and then I try to regroup and I come back and wrestle my wrestle back so I can finish the tournament? Or do I leave it all out here right now and try to win this and maybe end my tournament, you know, if you happen to re-injure it? So that's always a tough call.
They just called Joey Mitchell to mat number 7.
But I can see the look on Zane Mulder's face right now, and it does not look good. He is in some pain.
Well, you keep an eye on that, Kevin, and I'll bring you Joey Mitchell here from Ottumwa.
Well, he's getting up. He's walking around. Well, all right, that shocked me. As much as sitting here watching him kind of grimace when the trainer was moving that knee. But he's ready to go. He's going to be back here.
Yep, Mitchell in on nice single leg. Switches to a double. Gets a two-point takedown. 2-0, Joey Mitchell out in front.
Yeah, we'll give you the updates on the Brands match here. But, we're going to make the feature match Joey Mitchell. And this is the one thing that I've wanted to see all year is Joey Mitchell open up his offense and do something with it. And then he immediately got in on a shot and got the takedown.
Yeah, got in on a nice single, switch to double, and got the 2 points. Minute 40 to go in the opening period. 2-0, Joey Mitchell, Tumwa, Ludwig, Epworth. Now Ludwig gets a two-point reversal. It's tied up 2-2.
Well, this kind of gives us an understanding of what this wrestler is going to be doing from the top. And right now it looks like, hey, he is going to be a legger. Joey's pretty good from this position. Still got a lot of time left.
Yep.
You know, this is the classification that now you can understand, well, do I go down underneath this guy or do I need to stay up on my feet when it comes down to your choice?
Yep, and score is going to be 9-5 is the final for Nelson Brands over Mulder.
So Mitchell comes to his feet. Good first move. What's this? Is it Ludwig?
Ludwig.
Ludwig. Ludwig doing a nice job of keep breaking Mitchell down.
And I'm assuming he's from Epworth. Is that correct?
What? Yeah, Western Dubuque. Yeah. Yep, Epworth, Western Dubuque. Mitchell back up to his feet. And Ludwig takes him back to the mat. Joey Mitchell gets a nice sit-in and switch there. Is he going to get the points here? I can't see. The coaches are in the way there, but they're on the edge of the mat.
Ludwig's pretty high there. Mitchell.
He is high. And Mitchell, this is where Joey Mitchell feels pretty comfortable. If he can find a way... Just don't call a stalemate here.
He cast over, going to get a locking hands violation against Ludwig. Should be at least an escape there, Kevin, it looks to me, from here.
Well, they're talking about it. I couldn't see it because Coach Frew was right in my way.
Yep, they're going to give him the escape. No, they're going to give the locking hands.
Locking hands. Ludwig locked his hands. So 1 point Mitchell. No points awarded at the end of the first period. So that worked out in our favor a little bit.
Yeah.
Except I couldn't really see what was happening over there between Frew and Griffiths taking up all the our eye space.
Start the second period. Mitchell in the down position.
Yeah, we got to find a way to get up and out here. You know, Ludwig did ride us tough after that reversal. And we know he's going to throw those legs in. He's riding kind of trying to bar him up underneath the crotch. Mitchell's got to get to his feet here. He bases up, stands up. Ludwig takes him right back down. Mitchell trying to get good hand control. That's what he's got to do. He's got to get good hand control when he comes up so he can get out. Now Ludwig's got the legs in, trying to stretch Mitchell out. Just not a lot happening. Mitchell's just trying to find a way to not get turned. Ludwig's trying to crank on his power half there with the legs in. But Mitchell needs to bring his hips up. But look, Ludwig's getting a little bit high.
Ludwig does a nice job, though, of putting them legs in, Kevin. He just gets a little high, but then he hooks a leg.
Mitchell comes up and grabs that arm. This is where, like I said, I like what Joey can do from here. As long as they don't call a stalemate, he's just got to come up and get out. He's got the legs out. Ludwig's a little high, but still not a lot going on. He's got him. Well, he's got the leg back in now. He's got to swim those legs out of there. But Ludwig not really doing much to try to even turn him.
He's not getting off the hips, you know. He's not getting side to side trying to create any scoring offense here. He's just really wrenching on that left arm, trying to work a power half. 5 seconds left to go.
And yeah.
Ludwig's going to ride Mitchell here the whole second period.
I'd almost call Ludwig for stalling.
Yeah. He wasn't really trying to advance anything there, so I don't know. We'll start the third period, though. Ludwig in the down position. Joey Mitchell covers.
20, Zach Peterson, North Scott Eldridge, Travis Tyson, Lamar.
Ludwig tries a switch there. Mitchell counters. Trying to get him barred up. He's got that inside funky leg in. Ludwig trying to switch. Mitchell trying to step over and not prevent the reversal. This is about where we got in trouble last time, and he got the reversal. He needs to keep a hold of that leg. Mitchell does a good job here. Now he needs to keep him twisted, see if he can't turn him here. He's going to have to let go of that leg, or he will get nailed for stalling, as he does. I get so nervous in these things. A 3-2 match. Minute 12 left. And Joey gets reversed.
Yeah. Joey needs to try to find a way to stand up here now. There, he's going to get up. Well, Ludwig does a nice job, though.
He did a nice job staying with him here. Joey's got to come up and...
There's going to be the stall call against Ludwig.
Yes.
And Ludwig just dropped down on those hips, and I like that stall call, Kevin. When a wrestler drops down and just hangs onto those hips.
That's exactly what they're doing.
I like that stall call.
Yep, and we got plenty of time left. We could get another one of those calls. 52 seconds left.
Mitchell needs to find a way to get to his feet here. Ludwig riding tough. 4-3. Ludwig out in front of Mitchell in the tumble.
Here again, he's got that ankle locked up. He's going to have to try to turn him. I mean, he's just riding that hip. We got 22 seconds left. Mitchell's trying to come up with the leg. We're in position. They're going to be in a little scramble. He's got to try to swim out.
Mitchell's going to get at least one here.
He's got the two-point reversal. Joey Mitchell gets the reversal with 10 seconds left. He leads by a score of 4-3. He just cannot lock his hands or let his opponent go here, and he's got him tight. And 2-1-0, and Joey Mitchell is going to advance to the semifinals. What a good last 30 seconds for Joey Mitchell to keep wrestling.
You know, Ludwig kept getting a little high and a little out of position, and come down the last 20 seconds, and Joey Mitchell did a nice job of swimming out, getting the two-point reversal, 5-4. Joey Mitchell, you're moving on.
Well, it's kind of the same thing that we saw in the first period, and then in the second period when he reversed this, where he was almost had to the point where they was out of position where Joey was going to score, and Joey finally did it right there just at the right time.
You know, I was about to say when we were starting in that third period, you know, why doesn't Mitchell just cut him here and get that shot in like he did to start the match, you know, and got the takedown. But I guess
yeah, it worked
his,
out.
His coaches, you know, knew what he was best at.
Well, I've seen him all year long, and I would have put my money, I just, you know, let's ride him or try to get up and out. Like I said, his offense, whenever he makes up his mind and wants to, he can do it. And there's just a lot of times where, you know, it's every wrestler you see that's like, why didn't you shoot as much? Well, and the kid, oh, I don't know. What should you do? Oh, I probably should have shot more. Well, you know, I mean, it's too late now, but yeah. But no, good for Joey Mitchell moving on. That's a minimum sixth place finish in the semifinals, and that's an advancement as he finished seventh place last year for the Ottumwa Bulldogs. So, yes, the Ottumwa Bulldogs are going to have a medalist on Saturday night. And we are on, they're calling 285s here in Class 3A. I'll try to get you some updated team scores where we're at. Once track wrestling goes here. Just real quickly on the 2A scores, there was a little bit of a change. Dubuque Wallert is now leading Class 2A, and they have 40 points. South Tama's in second with 34. West Liberty's in third with 31. New Hampton is in fourth with 28. And Davenport Assumption and Centerville are both tied for fifth with 26. In Class 3A right now, before we end this match, or this round, Fort Dodge is in first place with 67.5. Waukee in second place with 58. West Des Moines Valley in third, 42.5. And Johnston rounds out the top five with 38.5. So some new names up there in the Class 3A as well as 2A. So we're going to, once this round completes, they're going to go right into the Class 2A wrestlebacks.
There'll be a lot of excitement there.
And they're not, I don't believe they will clear the mats. They will just go right into them.
Yeah, they won't have time to clear the mats if we're going to be out of here by 2 o'clock on this consolation round. But I love that round, the elimination round, the consolation side. You know, one of those wrestlers is going home. One of them is going to stand on the podium.
Yeah.
It is do or die.
You like it because you're sitting up here watching it. Okay, it's a different story when you're down there coaching it or you're the guy wrestling it.
We see it, we say it, and it is live here on 96.7. We got it going here at Wells Fargo Arena for you. This is the 2018 Iowa High School Wrestling Championships. This is the Class 3A quarterfinal round that is wrapping up right now. We got some super heavyweight 285-pounders out there, just finishing up the 195 and the 220s that are out there. You just heard a great, exciting match. Good job there on the call for Travis and Kevin. Joe Sinclair here joined by Kevin Cochran and Travis Zappel at Wells Fargo in the Sinclair Tractor broadcast booth here, broadcasting live. We got great sponsors bringing you all of this great wrestling action. We've had a ton of fun bringing it to you here. I want to thank American Family Insurance. That's the Phil Griffin Agency. They are bringing you these live wrestling broadcasts. I want to thank Benton Place Apartments, Boyle and Henderson PC. It's tax time. Call Boyle and Henderson PC and get rid of your headache.
Sheraton Valley Electric, Double D Repair, First Iowa State Bank, and Herald Trailer Sales.
Also want to thank Pepsi and Mahaska Bottling and Penn Central Mall.
Quality Ag Service, Joe Sinclair, the head of that team, but we figured out the head of that team doesn't need to be there because it's running just fine without him. Also, Southern Iowa Technologies, the Tharp Funeral Home, William Penn University, and Travis, the Zapital Spraying Service.
Also, I want to thank Southern Iowa Technologies. They sponsor our text line. Text line once again is 641-799-1437. That's the Southern Iowa Technologies text line, 641-799-1437. Also, Belzer Equipment, Bluff Creek Archery, and Care Initiatives. That's Oakwood Specialty Care, Care Initiatives, and Community First Credit Union.
Well, Joe, I'm trying to sit here and get the matches set up that we're going to be coming right out. We're going to have Landon Fenton of PCM at 106. He'll be right out. Brock Beck. I keep calling him his brother's name. But Brock Beck from Grinnell at 113. And Tyler Landgrebe of Eddie Bell Blakesburg Fremont is going to be coming up at 120. And these matches are going to go quick here. They're still on 285 here in the Class 3A. Are they waiting to clear all the mats for the final match to?
Well, it looks to me like they
to go. I thought they always went right into it.
I think they're going to take a break, maybe wash those mats. I don't know exactly for sure how long the break's going to be, but they are waiting to call out the little guys, the 106 pounders. So, also want to thank Workjust Concrete. United Country, that's Hawkeye Farm Management and Real Estate, Alan and Nate and Ryan Ammons. And they got a nice project going there on the south side of Albia, putting a new office in. Kind of dressing up the south side. I'm a big fan of the south side of Albia. Try to keep that dressed up out there.
I didn't think Albia was big enough to have a north side and a south side.
Oh, yeah. There's far north side to Albia.
That's called La Villa.
L.A. Yeah. Also, Crazy Metal Art, G&P Insurance, Eastern Iowa Tire, McGriff's of Fremont and New Sharon. Boy, there's a lot of stuff that you can find there at McGriff's of Fremont and New Sharon. People's State Bank and Summers Car Credit. So great sponsorships that we have here. Jody McCoy at Hometown Realty. I'm sure she was rooting on the three semifinalists from the Centerville Big Red Squad that we had, including Nathaniel Genovana, who I missed it that he was wearing a silver singlet going against a guy with a black and red one this morning. Apologize to all the Big Red fans out there that I gave a little heart attack to. But you'll have that when you have amateurs in the broadcast booth. And that's what we are. We are strictly amateurs. We see it. We say it. Sometimes we're wrong.
Hey, I was told I was brought here to bring wrestling expertise. Expertise. But true, not a professional broadcaster.
Well, we are just now wrapping up the Class 3A quarterfinal rounds. There are three matches still being contested. The rest of the mats are cleared, so we're going to have a break in the action. I suppose they'll give us 5 or 10 minutes. I don't know. Nice job here by the Iowa Sports Authorities here. Set up a nice little banquet for us out there. Oranges and coffee.
Do we need to send it back to the station real quick? We've got three matches left. And then they're going to announce all eight coming on. And then we can bring it back. So
we will monitor the feed from Albia. We'll send it back to Beth in the booth, high above the square in High Fidelity. Signing off for now from high above the mass in High Fidelity, it's Kevin Cochran, Travis Apple, and Joe Sinclair with Joe Millage. Bringing it to you here, live wrestling from Wells Fargo Arena. Don't go anywhere. We will be right back with the Constellation Elimination matches in Class 2A and 3A coming right up after this break.
This is live state wrestling action on Thunder Country, KIIC.
At Penn Central Mall, life is a little simpler, and that's just fine with us. If you're looking for a friendly hometown atmosphere to shop in, then look no more, because you are our top priority at Penn Central Mall, and the service we provide to you is of utmost importance to us. Stop by our family of stores to notice the difference. You will be glad you came, and so will we. Shop, walk, and enjoy Penn Central Mall.
Here's a special announcement for Motor Inn Auto Group in Knoxville. All 2017 models That's right. I said 2017 models must go with deep, and I mean deep, discounts. Like a 2017 Ram 1500 Express, save over $11,000. A 2017 Chevy Cruze RS, a 2017 GMC Terrain SLE, or how about a 2017 Chevy Silverado LT? You save over 10 grand. Motor Import has your 2017 models with deep discounts. Check them out online at motorandautogroup.com or stop in.
Hi, this is Erica Martinez, Laboratory Manager with Monroe County Hospital and Clinics in Albia. We exclusively offer a walk-in wellness program year-round, open Monday through Friday from 7 to 3. This is a private pay service not billed to insurance companies. Payment is required at time of registration, and results are mailed within less than 1 week. Receive a comprehensive profile for only $40. A prostate screening is also available for men for $35. For more information, visit mchalbia.com.
Horses are like human athletes. They require a superior nutrition program to keep them at the top of their game. Stop by and see the team at Centerville Produce on Highway 5 to pick up a bag of Purina horse feed today.
This is Brent Yeager, store director at your Albia Hy-Vee. We're proud to support Albia Athletics and other school events and activities. We know today's youth are tomorrow's leaders. Go Big Blue, and let's bag a victory at your Albia Hy-Vee.
Don't get hit by a ton of bricks this tax season. Let Boylan Henderson help you file your personal or business returns. We offer tax preparation and full-service payroll and bookkeeping services with offices located in Albia and Oskaloosa. Call Selena, Annie, or Amanda at 932-7567 at Boylan Henderson to see how they can help you.
Call the Albia Brewing Company to dine in or carry out pizzas made from scratch. Try the Brew House, Mediterranean White, or the Vegetarian Pizza. Call 932-4085.
Here they go again at Harold Trailer Sales in Indianola with Crazy Curtis, Reckless Rick, and Fiery Pam. Smoking the competition with deals too great to pass up. Be sure to go see them if you're in the market for a new or used camper. It'll be the last place you have to look with over 100 campers in their smoking hot inventory. Camping season, you love it. Go to Harold Trailer Sales in Indianola on Highway 92 just past the Warren County Fairgrounds. Find out more at haroldtrailersales.com. That's H-E-R-O-L-D, trailersales.com. Harold Trailer Sales, they're behind you. All the way.
Here's a special announcement for Motor and Auto Group in Knoxville. All 2017 models, that's right, I said 2017 models must go with deep, and I mean deep, discounts. Like a 2017 Ram 1500 Express, save over $11,000. A 2017 Chevy Cruze RS, a 2017 GMC Terrain SLE, or how about a 2017 Chevy Silverado LT? You save over 10 grand. Motor Import has your 2017 models with deep discounts. Check them out online at motorandautogroup.com or stop in.
Hi, it's Ryan Ammons with United Country Real Estate, and I'm excited to announce we've moved to our new location, 1010 South Clinton Street in Albia, Iowa. We'd be happy for you to stop into our new home and assist you in finding your new home or next farm. We want to encourage all our athletes to do your best, and you'll find success.
Sheraton Valley Electric is committed to providing member customers with safe, reliable, cost-effective, and environmentally responsible electric services. Your Touchstone Energy Co-op values renewable energy sources as important options for meeting our members' energy needs. Brought to you by Sheraton Valley Electric Cooperative, your Touchstone Energy partner.
This is the Pepsi that's got a date with your taste buds. We're talking a two-step with you and two tacos at 2 a.m.
Order number 83. Come on, you're up.
This is the Pepsi that has mastered the art of the late-night munchies and is always down to dig into some deep dish. This is the Pepsi for po' boys, pulled pork sliders, and the godfather of all sandwiches, the Godfather. This is the Pepsi for those who are forever fun. This is the Pepsi for every generation.
At Penn Central Mall, life is a little simpler, and that's just fine with us. If you're looking for a friendly hometown atmosphere to shop in, then look no more, because you are our top priority at Penn Central Mall, and the service we provide to you is of utmost importance to us. Stop by our family of stores to notice the difference. You will be glad you came, and so will we. Shop, walk, and enjoy Penn Central Mall.
You've already had one accident. Don't have another by not choosing Copeland Auto Body to take care of your needs and your car's needs. For collision repair, car detailing, windshield installation, wheel alignment, frame straightening, 24-hour towing, new tires, accessory installation, or loaner cars, choose Copeland, the best-kept secret in southern Iowa. Stephen Holly Copeland will take care of you. Tell the tow truck driver to take you to Copeland. Check out their facility in Hedrick. Copeland Auto Body, skilled, honest, and fair. Take it from us. You'll love them. 653-2140. 653-2140.
Let's go back Matt's side on KIIC. Here's your pinning combination, Joe, Kevin, and Travis.
All right, we're back here at Wells Fargo Arena getting ready to start the class to a wrestle back round. And Joe, it's kind of interesting. I'm looking through what just happened here earlier on today and looking at the semifinalists. And I'm kind of shocked as I go through, I kind of put the rankings of a lot of these guys. There's only two wrestlers in the semifinals that were not ranked. Only two.
Not very many upsets.
Not very many upsets. And, I mean, there's some number ones that have went down, things like that. And there's only six wrestlers that are ranked, you know, 7, 8, 9, or 10. They're all basically in the top six.
Well, those guys that are doing the rankings are not just rank amateurs. They follow the sport. They know who did well last year in eighth grade if they're going to rank a freshman. And then this late in the season, they followed it pretty well. They know what kind of a competition each wrestler had and how well they did against that competition.
All right, so we're going to be looking at Landon Fenton of PCM. He's taking on, if I can read that name right, Michael or Milky?
I believe that's
Milky.
Right. Milky? Milky?
That is bout number 2226, and he is on mat number two right now. Looks like he trails by a score of 2-0,
yeah,
so Landon Fenton
got taken down just underway right there, minute and 40 seconds.
I got to put my readers
left on,
Joe,
that
to,
one.
To read this book here.
Well, Milky for PCM, trailing now at 106 pounds, 2-0. Got another match coming for you just a second. It's going to be about number 2231, and that's Brock Beck, and he's on the mat right now on mat number 7 for Grinnell. So if you want to bring that match to us, Kevin, I will keep you updated on PCM. So it's Brock Beck on number 7.
Or do you want
no
you want,
score now?
You want Beck since you're on that side of
yeah,
it? I'll keep
yeah.
Fenton here. You know,
absolutely. Here's Beck right now with a nice fireman's carry. Turns it into a good job there sneaking out the back. Looks like an Osage kid that he's wrestling right there. That is Osage. Beck is not going to get the takedown here with that Kelly, but he is going to try to come out the back. Osage is hanging on to his ankle, and it's either going to be a stalemate or a takedown for Beck. It's Joe Sullivan from Osage here at 113 pounds, and we're going to have a stalemate.
Landon Fenton has had no success trying to get out from underneath of Milky. Clock is winding down at the end of the first period. Fenton's going to be behind by a score of 2-0, but just looking at Milky, he is the number 6th ranked wrestler from PAC. What is PAC, Joe?
Landgrebe coming out here on mat number 5.
PAC, I'll check that out for you. Yeah, we're going to have Tyler Landgrebe here on mat 5. That's right next door to Brock Beck. No score in Beck's match. Winding through the final seconds of the first period. He's against Joe Sullivan from Osage at 113.
PAC is Pocahontas Area Community.
Pocahontas. All eyes and all your ears are going to be on Tyler Landgrebe. Tell us about his opponent, Travis. Tyler Landgrebe.
Looks like he's going to be wrestling.
Pounder.
Krager.
Krager.
Krager kid is
Curtis
from Odebolt Arthur. Curtis Krager from Odebolt Arthur.
32-7 senior.
Brock Beck goes to the second period, and he does get the takedown at the end of the first period. Nice move there, so he will start the second period. Brock Beck with 2-0 lead at 113 pounds up against Joey Sullivan. Sullivan wrestled this morning, just got beat. But Travis, bring us the EBF match.
Yeah, Krager in on a nice double leg shot here. Gets a 2-point takedown right on the edge of the mat. But Landgrebe does a nice job whizzing out of it, but they are going to give Krager the 2 points. 2-0. Krager out in front of Landgrebe.
Over here with Landon Fenton, Milkey got an escape early in the second period and then it get the takedown. And Fenton's had zero success trying to get out from underneath. There's still 42 seconds left here in the second period. And Fenton's going to have to find a way to get out from underneath and score some points as he trails 5-0.
Brock Beck at 113 pounds, in control of his match, leading 2-0. A minute left in the second period. He is riding hard on Osage's Joe Sullivan.
Langreve gets an escape. He's 2-1 now. Langreve in on a deep single leg shot. Krager does a nice job, though, of reaching back, grabbing that back leg of Langreve.
Keep it right there. Points. Keep it right there with you, Kevin. That's our feature match.
Oh, but Krager's going to do a nice job getting spun around there behind Langreve, going to get the two-point takedown. Yes, 4-1 the score. Krager over up on Langreve.
Looked like Langreve was in position there to get the takedown, but man, that his opponent was pretty near doing the splits to try to come around behind him and did a nice job of getting it. Langreve's got to get up and get out here with the minute 10 left. It's, wow, still the first period, isn't it? Yeah.
Meanwhile, at 113 pounds, Brock Beck from Grinnell is putting a big old leg ride on his Osage opponent, Joe Sullivan. And that ride has 25 seconds left in it in the second period. Still 2-0. Grinnell's Brock back at 113, leading in his consolation elimination match. Now switching over here to Eddyville.
All right, we got Langreve trailing by a score of 4-1. 45 seconds left. His opponent just putting the legs in, trying to waste some time. Langreve having a little trouble getting to his base and trying to get an area clear where he can come up and get out.
Second period expires. No change in the score. 2-0 for Brock Beck. He will take the down position to start the third period with a 2-0 lead.
Just an update real quick on Landon Fenton. They started on their feet in the third period. He got taken down again and trails 7-0 and finds himself where he's been most of the match, and that is underneath Milkey. So 1 minute left remaining. Fenton trails 7-0, but back to Langreve, 20 seconds left. And Langreve trying to scramble and get up and get out so his opponent's not putting those legs in.
That's first period action there. It's 4-1. Langreve trailing Krager at 120 pounds. We're underway in the third period.
But Krager's got that tilt in, and he's getting back points right now towards the end of the second, and he's going to get a two-point near fall. Had about a four count. But time expired. Langreve trails 6-1.
They'll go to the second period in that 120-pound match. Brock Beck for Grinnell at 113. Leads now 2-0. He's in the bottom trying to get out. There's a minute and a half left in that match. Grinnell's Brock Beck leads 2-0. Third period action.
Oh, Curtis Krager got in on a very nice low single shot, ankle pick type of shot, and gets a takedown on Langreve. So Langreve's really had no answer for Curtis Krager. But this is the do-or-die match, and you know what? I'm not going to count him out. That's how he got to where he is right now, is by winning that match in the last 15, 20 seconds. But Krager is tough with those legs, trying to tilt him, trying to put a guillotine in here.
Looks like they're going to go off the mat and restart it center. At 120 pounds, Langreve will take the down position, be covered by Krager.
Let's see what this first move is. I think it's going to be pretty good. He's got to get to his feet and prevent Krager from putting those legs in. Krager does a nice job spiral right, gets the leg in again. Langreve trying to get to his feet. Krager coming around with that arm as he's still got the leg in. He's trying to try to bring that arm back. Now he's going to try to tilt him over the side. Kind of got a Saturday night ride in there. He's got him broke down.
There's an escape for Brock Beck at 113 pounds. His lead is now 3-0. Sullivan from Osage trailing in on a single leg with 30 seconds to go, but a nice counter by Brock Beck, and we're back to neutral position as we go off the mat with 29 seconds to go. Beck leads 3-0.
Well, we've got 50 seconds left still in the second period, and they win it as they go out of bounds again. Langreve finally gets up to his feet and gets the escape. Now he's got to find a way to take Krager down. Nice shot by Langreve. Whizzer in by Krager. But can Langreve finish this shot and get a two-point takedown here? Scores 8-2. Or are they going to call this a stalemate? Nope, they scramble around. Krager gets the Whizzer out. He's trying to spin around, and he gets the two-point takedown on Landgrebe.
As time expires, Brock Beck gets the takedown for Grinnell. He will advance and will stand on the medals stand. Brock Beck gets the win at 113, score 5-0. Beck over Sullivan from Osage. Back to Eddyville, Blakesburg, Fremont. Just cleaning up there after the second period. We'll go to the third period. At 120 pounds, Tyler Landgrebe trails 10-2. He gets into the down position. He's covered by Krager. Don't go anywhere, folks. We're going to have Gabe Ripke up here for you in just seconds. Ripke is going to be match number 2243, and we're on 2238. So just a few minutes there for Ripke and Beckman Catholics. Hey, Hauser.
Well, Landgrebe finally had some action and got a nice reversal on Krager for a two-point reversal to make it 10-4. Another scramble situation as Krager gets up and gets the 1 point. Now the action has to stay here with Landgrebe if he wants to close this gap here with the minute 35 left, trailing 11-4.
Well, he's in on an ankle pick right now.
Nice low single. But he's got to finish it, Joe. He's got to keep moving here and finish it.
He needs to take that ankle and turn it into a single leg and elevate that thing.
Well, he's trying to. He's gonna. Right now, he's got a far side carry.
He's trying to do a little a modified Kelly there. He's trying to get that far side Kelly in there and gets a little bit hips too close to the mat and gets taken down by Krager. Really nice job there, I thought, by Landgrebe. The idea there, trying to go from feet to back instead of just going for the takedown. Going to try to get a big move there. He knows that he's down by 7 points and now down by nine, trying to really make something happen. I like that philosophy. That's the philosophy. That's the action that got him here. Folks, you heard it. He scored 3 points in the or 5 points in the final 3 seconds of his elimination match. He's trying to stave off elimination here with a side roll. He's on the down position. He trails by 9 points. It's 13-4. And Tyler Landgrebe fighting for his tournament life right now with 30 seconds to go at 120 pounds. Eddyville, Blakesburg, Fremont's Tyler Landgrebe working hard on the bottom, trying to get out from underneath a Hoger. Hoger doing a good job here with a deep waist ride. He's right back on the hips. Wouldn't be surprised to see a stall call here on him at any point in time, but there are only 11 seconds left on the clock, and Tyler Landgrebe, the clock is his enemy, as a corkscrew ride is being applied by Hager, and he will win. The time expires on Tyler Landgrebe, but what a great season for that great young man, and we're going to be calling him next year, and I'm going to predict to you right now, folks, a healthy Tyler Landgrebe next year will be wrestling in the semifinals.
Only a junior. Yep, he's got a senior campaign coming up. But, yeah, kind of a heartbreaking tournament for Eddyville as a whole. You know, I know they've had a good nucleus of kids. But, again, we talked about that buzzsaw districts that they were in. And I'm sure Landgrebe had his intentions on being on the stand Saturday night. But ran into a pretty tough opponent there in Krager. We're going to be bringing you Gabe Rupke's match.
Mat number one is going to be Gabe Ripke. He's got Hoger from Beckman Catholic. Hoger comes into this one fresh. He didn't have to wrestle this morning like Ripke did, but Ripke is a competitor for those Sheraton Chargers. And, hey, Sheraton Chargers want to thank the Sheraton Vision Center. I could probably use some glasses from them, but they'll help you catch issues with your eyes way before they become a problem, so don't wait until it's too late. Schedule an appointment today at Sheraton Vision Center at mylocalvisioncenter.com. Also want to thank Morton Buildings. They bring us the Sheraton Wrestling Program, and they're sponsors of our tunnel microphones. We had Joe Millage down there and Travis Apple this morning on the Morton Tunnel microphone, and we see Gabe Ripke come out. He is going to strap on the red leg band. His opponent, Hoger, from Beckman Catholic, will be in the green. And we're underway. 132-pounder, Gabe Ripke. On his feet, working in a collar tie situation right now. It is Sheraton Charger Wrestling at the 2018 Iowa High School Wrestling Championships. This match, folks, tuned in here on 96.7, is an elimination match between Gabe Ripke and Hoger. Hoger from Beckman Catholic. We're off the mat. Come back to the center. with a minute and 40 seconds remaining in the first period. No score. 132 pounders here at Wells Fargo Arena. Live wrestling to you here, folks, on 96.7. You can join us at the live stream on KIICradio.com. You can say, hey, Alexa, give me some KIIC wrestling. You can find us on the Thunderbolt app. Nice Kelly there by Gabe Ripke. Nice job. And he hangs onto the arm after the Kelly executed with a deep waist, and he's going to get back points out of it. It is going to be a feet to back, not a combination he can pin him on, but he does hang on just long enough to get a three-point near fall.
He did a nice job staying patient. Where a lot of guys may have just let the guy roll through that, he stayed patient, held him there, got his three count.
And now they're off the mat with a 5-0 lead for Gabe Ripke from Sheraton. Nice job there. He hit that Kelly really hard, went from his left down to his right up, followed it right through, got the deep waist in right on the edge of the mat, hung on to the left arm just long enough to expose those shoulders for a five count and a three-point near fall. Now he will be covering Hoger from Beckman Catholic, leading 5-0 on the restart. Now we're off the mat again. Nice little swim out there by Hoger. He is a competitor here. Really similar body types here for these 132-pounders. Thick through the middle and a lot of legs. All right. Here's a sit-out by Hoger. Ripke covers and counters. Drops back down on the legs. Now another sit-out by Hoger. And nice job there by Ripke. He tries to chin him back on that sit-out. He's still in the sit-out position. Now a leg being put in here by Ripke. And Ripke's going to try to splaydle. He's going to try to go over the front way with a splaydle here. That might be potentially dangerous on that head. But there are 11 seconds to go. And Ripke with that leg in there trying to work a front half, and he rolls him right through. Could be a defensive pin here against Ripke, but time expires. That was a scramble there for Ripke, and his shoulders were exposed to the mat while he was in control, and he rolled right across him. Official right on it. They weren't on the mat long enough for him to be pinned. Almost pinned himself there, though. That was close.
And we got Colby Toole right here on mat number four from PCM. His opponent is going to be Adam Hansen from Center Point Urbana. Tool trying to help PCM maintain those team points and climb the ranks of the Class 2A team scores. All right. They are just underway.
Ripke will start the second period in the down position. Tries to hit a sit-out switch. Now, right at the edge of the mat, he cannot quite get loose, and we go outside the circle. We'll restart it at the center of the mat. Hoger from Beckman covering Ripke from Sheraton. Good match here for you folks on 96.7 here at Wells Fargo Arena. If you're tuning in for that classic country sound in Sheraton, you are in for a bonus because Gabe Ripke has a 5-0 lead in the second period. He's being covered in the down position by Hoger from Beckman Catholic on a restart here after they go outside the circle. Now stand up by Ripke. Stands up, turns, faces, gets separation, and there's your one-point escape for Gabe Ripke. Score now 6-0.
All right, Tool here on mat number four, not a lot of action. He tries a far side carry right here, and can he get him and get him to his back? He's going to get the two-point takedown. Has not been awarded yet in a good scramble situation, but Tool gets the two-point takedown and cannot get the back points out of it, but he's going to lead by a score of 2-0 with a minute remaining here in the first period.
132-pounder Gabe Ripke is on his feet, enjoying a 6-0 lead with 55 seconds left in the second period. The wrestlers are on their feet in the neutral position. Ripke had a big five-point Kelly move at the edge of the mat to begin this in the first period and has achieved an escape here in the second. That's your 6 points for Ripke, 0 for Hoger. This is an elimination match, folks. All these matches that we're going to bring you here in the next few minutes are going to be elimination matches. Ooh, now a nice little duck under by Hoger. Hoger's got the duck under on Ripke. Ripke reaches around, tries to grab the leg and get to a stalemate situation. Ripke's in a spot where he might just want to give that up and have a 6-2 score because Hoger is coming out the back. Ripke not giving up that leg. There are 12 seconds to go. Ripke is going to try to hang on. And he does kind of hang on, and they get to the edge of the mat, and that alters Hoger's aggression, and Hoger has to stop his progress. And I do believe that Ripke is going to get out of this without being taken down, and that was tight, close. But Ripke does avoid the second period takedown. He'll go to the third period covering Hoger, enjoying a 6-0 lead.
That's got to be a good feeling going to that third period. You know you've got a little bit of leeway, but you don't want to be too careful, as we've seen some crazy things happen up here at Wells Fargo. Well, that from the Sinclair Tractor broadcast booth.
Well, that was a big five-point move in the first period that propelled Gabe Ripke to this lead that he enjoys right now. And he is covering Hoger. Hoger does get the sit out, turns and faces. Now it's a front headlock situation for Ripke. Ripke still has the control. If they were off the mat out of bounds, it would definitely be an escape for Hoger. But Ripke with the front headlock still trying to maintain control and eat clock. And there they do give the escape. The front headlock is let go of after the official gives the escape. And now Ripke just trying to maintain hand control here in a takedown situation. The wrestlers are on their feet at 132 pounds. Ripke now with his head to the mat, he's going to get taken down by Hoger. That's going to make the score 6-3.
All right, Tool right here on mat number four. They started the second period. They both went neutral. Kind of a first period was just a takedown by Tool, and then it was basically he just rides him out, not a whole lot of action. But we got some action here right now, flip-flopping around like a couple of fish out there with no takedown happening. The headgear falls off, so they stop the match.
Well, Ripke still has the score 6-1. He's hanging on to a leg for dear life, and just like at the end of the second period, he's hanging on to that leg. They're near the edge of the mat, and Hoger has to stop his progress, and he's going to get out of that with a stalemate situation. Still 6-1 with 30 seconds to go at 132 pounds. Ripke in control of his match.
All right, Tool here still 2-0 on their feet on the second in the second period, about a minute remaining. These guys have had some good flurries from their feet.
Now a nice duck under by Gabe Ripke at 132 pounds. He's in on a single leg, and there are only 20 seconds left in the match. So Ripke in on that single leg, and he's just kind of hanging on to that, and we're going to call it potentially dangerous. He dropped down and had to go to the lower leg, twisting on the knee of Hoger, and with 17 seconds to go, it'll be a restart. And now Ripke backing up. He's got a couple stall calls to give. Oh, takes advantage of the aggression of Hoger. Ducks under, and just kind of like a switch. Ducked under, got behind, and got the two-point takedown. 8-1. Ripke is going to advance. He will stand on the medal stand. And congratulations, Gabe Ripke. He gets the big red W for the Sheraton Chargers, 8-1.
All right, Tool here. We're in another scramble situation here, and I'm not sure. There's no points awarded. I don't know if they're going to get a stalemate call, but there's a... Oh, right there. Tool's going to get the two-point takedown. They tried... Hanson tried to kind of flip him over. He's got the two-point takedown. Hanson's still got his leg, so it's hard for Tool to try to do anything here. As the clock's going to tick down, 4 seconds left, and Tool's going to go into the third period with a 4-0 lead.
I believe that. Was that the third period there, or did the...
That's the second period.
That's the second period. Okay. Very good. 4-0 for Tool. Got all kinds of wrestling coming for you, folks. We've got... Wes Cummings at 160 for PCM. I am going to predict a pin for Wes in that one. He somehow got upset and was pinned by Luke Hageman in exactly 6 minutes. It's a six-minute match, and I don't know exactly the details on that. If somebody does know the details, if they were up here watching that match yesterday and they knew how it was that Wes Cummings came to be pinned in 6 minutes exactly, text us on our...
We watched it. We sat there and watched that match, you know. But like I said, that could be, through track wrestling, that could have been 5 minutes, 59.72 seconds, and it's going to round it to 6 minutes.
Just rounds it up to 6 minutes.
Yeah. Yeah. Because, see, the sense it's all done on the computer base, it has all that timing in there, so that's what it would be. Otherwise, you can't pin somebody in 6 minutes.
That's why I was questioning it.
But that would be my analysis.
If it was 6 minutes, it would be over.
That's my expert analysis towards your answering your question.
Yep. All right. So everybody that wins here has opportunity here to get up to third place. So they still have the potential. They know they're going to stand on the medal stand if they win, and they have the potential to get to third place. So that is what these guys are wrestling for right now. They're wrestling for the medal, to be a medalist, and... the best that they can do is going to be third place.
All right, it's Colby Tool here from PCM. Minute remaining, leads by a score of 6-0. Back in on a single leg because they were on their feet. And he can either, A, let 45 seconds run off the clock right here because they're in that scramble situation again. He just can't do anything crazy like Wes Cummins did yesterday.
Absolutely. Absolutely. But Tool doing well.
Hanson is his opponent from Center Point Urbana. They get the stalemate. So, you know, at this point, this is the do-or-die matches. This is where you're going to see, you know, Hansen's going to come in. He's going to try to lock up, maybe try to throw. He needs the feet to back. Tool's in on a shot again. Hansen tries to come around. No points awarded.
That's eating clock.
Tool still has the leg. Yep, and he's eating clock. He's just hanging on. And they're going to call stalemate. Nope. They're going to give one to Red.
For an illegal hold. I think he tried to put
Fulton
a...
Nelson?
Or Fulton Nelson, yeah. Reached around and trying to do something crazy. Hey, I like PCM Tool right there. He's only got 4 seconds to go.
And he's still taking shots.
He knows that the best defense is good offense, and he is going to win 7-0. Tool from PCM will be a medalist. He can get as high as third place. Can do no worse than eighth. So we're rolling our way through. We're going to have a 145-pound match. That'll be Vest from South Tama County. I believe that is on mat number two. And they're in the third period of that one. We'll bring it to you here on 96.7 KIIC. And it is Vest in control of his match.
Jake Recker from Beckman Catholic.
Yeah, Beckman's having a tough round here. They're going to go back-to-back. It's not going to be a shutout for him. He gets the escape, makes it 5-1 for Beckman. Vest from South Tama County will go to the third period, leading 5-1. 5-1 now for South Tama County. We're going to bring you that good matchup here at 160 pounds with Cummings. That'll be coming up in not the next match, but the one after that.
And have
Jaron Trausch coming up too.
Trausch coming up. Got a lot of great sponsors here. I want to thank them all. I think that it's going to be a New Hampton kid for Cummings, I do believe.
I'm getting there.
Kale Reeks from New Hampton.
I'm filling my bracket out. I'm getting there. Let's see. Cummings is going to... He has... Yeah, Kale Reeks from New Hampton. Reeks.
And there is quite a bit of paperwork that has to be done up here at Wells Fargo.
It's about quicker than, track just doesn't load very quick up here with this Wi-Fi.
672 wrestlers compete up here every year at Wells Fargo Arena. There are 14 classes with 16 competitors. All those competitors are going to be whittled down into 336 competitors by the end of our day today. There will only be 336. Whittle them in half. The half that is up here will be placing. Right now we've got Vest from South Tama County at 145 pounds in the third period on his feet with a 6-4 lead. Beckman Catholic kid here could tie this thing up with a takedown. Vest just kind of, he had that 6-0 lead and kind of took his foot off the gas a little bit. Now, good shot in there by Beckman, and Beckman trying hard, and a good roll through by Vest. And Vest, I think, is going to roll out of this scramble with 2-point takedown, and he does. Makes the score 8-4. But that was pretty darn roly-poly.
Yeah, and it almost could have been back points for Vest, but Recker from Beckman Catholic had that outside leg held and didn't give up the 2 points.
Hey, there could be a defensive pin here. Vest is in a little bit of trouble. He's trying to work a tilt, but time expires and he is the winner. Vest from South Tama County. Hope that some of those folks up there at the southern edge of the South Tama County were able to listen to that on 96.7. That big KIIC footprint, it stomps all the way up there to that Tama Toledo area. That's about where I lose it when I'm going up to Waterloo. Tama Toledo, the KIIC.
Oh.
As far as losing it, I can lose it anywhere.
I was going to say,
I can lose my temper.
It takes you that long?
I can lose my mind. But I'd lose that Big Thunder Country sound about 80, 90 miles away from the broadcast tower.
Hey, then just pull out your Thunderbolt app and listen to it on your phone. You can listen to it.
Absolutely.
Broadcast it live via the internet. We're everywhere.
I bet you some place that they're listening right now is the Monroe County Hospitals and Clinics. There's no need to sit on the bench with an injury this season.
West Cummings is on the mat here.
Rehab services at Monroe County Hospital.
Mat number three.
Wes Cummings coming out on mat three.
He's in a 4-2 and gets a pin. Gets the pin in 42 seconds.
Wow, that was quick. Wes Cummings is fired. What did I say? I predicted a pin. Out of West Cummings. You remember that about 5 minutes ago? Way to go, Wes. Thank you for making me look like I know what I'm thinking.
51 seconds. Well, I think he's on a mission after that match. Was it that first match?
Yeah, that he got pinned in 6 minutes.
And it was number two versus number three, which was a premier match to start things off. But I'm going to tell you right now, losing that first match and you come back and you can find a way to get third place, that's almost as good as winning a state title, because that's tough.
That's tough. Right.
You got to get through some quality guys, because now next he's going to wrestle. Actually, he'll have to wrestle one more round, and then he'll have if he wins that one, he'll have the loser of the semifinals.
That's right. Hey, we're just moments away here. We're going to have Ben Mason out here. Got Ben Mason, Jaron Trausch. No, Trausch, he won on his semifinal, didn't he?
No,
Trausch. 182, yeah, he'll have to wrestle.
Yeah, he'll wrestle back here.
Yep. Actually, his opponent's going to be, I got it somewhere here, Ben Lee of Ballard. Ben Lee of Ballard. Wait, come on. That's this name. 160, bye. Cracks me up looking at this bracket.
The guy named Bye.
Bye.
Yeah.
Who are you wrestling?
I didn't know that you could get a bye.
Who are you wrestling? Bye. No, who are you wrestling?
No. That's like that.
You can't have a bye at state.
Laurel and Hardy, who's on first.
Exactly.
Oh, man. Now wrestling on mat number one at 170, Jack Newhouse. We are working our way through the 170-pound matches. Newhouse of West Delaware, Maine, Zabretto. We are in such good shape here that we are going to bring you live coverage, folks. We're going to have a break until the end of this Class 2A consolation elimination matches. If there's a dull spot in here, we will fill it up for you. But we are going to be here until the conclusion of these 2A matches, probably a good 20, 25 minutes. It's scheduled to last until noon, but we're going to be here well after that. And then we got the Class 3A. So we'll be rolling right into those 3A matches after the conclusion of these 2A consolation matches. And they are elimination matches. That gives it a little extra, a little added emphasis. And we're up here in the Sinclair Tractor broadcast booth. Sinclair Tractor, proud to bring you your John Deere parts, sales, and service in southeast Iowa. They've got stores from the Mississippi River over to Wapello County, Ottumwa. They cover that southeast Iowa territory for John Deere. And they're proud to be our broadcast booth sponsor. So if you like your wrestling, please stop in there and tell those guys thanks for helping make this broadcast possible. Sinclair Tractor, your local hometown John Deere dealers.
Hey, we've got a lot of guys here coming up, though. Trausch at 182. We've got Ben Mason at 195 of Albia. Chase Bellin at 220 for Knoxville. And Brandon Lunsford Fairfield at 285. So we've got somebody in every weight class to finish this round out and see if we can't keep rolling and get more guys on the stand. I mean, and you know, maybe just one time, like if Southern Iowa would bring, you know, 25 wrestlers, just one time, wouldn't it be nice if they all just won and so we could have a longer break?
That would be all the way awesome. That might be a pipe dream, though. And that 285-pound matchup, that's going to be that Fuller kid from Conrad, Ryan Fuller. He's going to be going up against Lunsford from Fairfield. So we're going to make a lot of people happy. People like to follow these former wrestlers, you know, kids that, you know, jobs for their parents might have moved them away from the territory. We had that Pekin kid that's wrestling, I think, for Fort Dodge, maybe it was. Who was that kid from Pekin? Let me check my messages here and I'll tell you. But a kid from Pekin used to now wrestles for Valley. It's Blake Underwood at 160 pounds.
We need to give a shout out to and say hello to Gary Martins at the Creston Livestock Market. All right. Keep listening in. So we'll give you an update on some of those wrestlers.
Creston had their sale on Wednesday. That's their calf sale. I think they have cows on Friday. So if you're down there selling cows today, Gary, thank you very much for listening in 96.7.
Well, I know Mitchell Swank just wrestled, and we'll give you an update on his match here.
Right now we're...
as soon as I get it pulled up.
Waiting for Jaron Trausch. He is going to be going up against Lee from... not sure where that is, but that's match number 2267. So we got just a minute before that one comes up. Class 2A 182. Just the last 170-pound match is being called. So working our way through there. The Lee kid is, get that for you, for Jaron Trausch. Lee is from Ballard of Huxley. Ben Lee from Ballard of Huxley. So Ben Lee, he'll come into this match against Jaron Trausch with a record of 45 wins against 7 losses. Trausch comes into the match 44 wins against 5 losses. So on paper, a pretty tight match between Lee and Trausch at Class 2A, 182 pounds.
So keep those text messages coming in on the Southern Iowa Technology text hotline, 641-799-1437. Let us know where you're listening from. We are here all day until the wee hours of the night. We've got lots of wrestling action left through the day. We got the semifinals coming up. We'll have some wrestlebacks. We got Class 1A action. I love the semifinal round, Joe. I don't know about you, but that's it's exciting.
They are all good, absolutely all good. Something else that's good, coming up here in about 20 minutes, a lot of people will be thinking about taking their lunch break. You know what? You can head down to Jim and Charlie's. They're your local affiliated food store. Stock up for your lunch. Prepare it at home. Save you a little bit of money. They got a special going on I think, fish fillets there at Jim and Charlie's today. They're open 7 days a week from 7 a.m. to 10 p.m. And you can bring your empty cans and bottles back to Jim and Charlie's. My main man, Clint Eastlick, will count them for you and give you a nickel apiece for every one of them that you drag up.
All right. Hey, I'm gonna step away. I gotta call my kids.
Kevin. Hey, you know what? A guy needs a break on these broadcasts, and you're gonna get it here, Kevin. Right now, we're waiting for bout number 2267 to come up. We're on 2265, so just a couple of matches away, and that's gonna be Ben Lee from Ballard up against Jaron Trausch from Prairie City, Monroe. That match is coming right up here in just a minute. It won't be very long after that. It's going to be Bishop Heelan's Langley, Shiler Langley at 195, going up against Albia's Ben Mason. So all these matches, folks, are going to be matches of elimination. So Ben Mason for Albia going to try to join teammate Aiden Reeves on the medal stand. If you were listening earlier in the quarterfinal round, 3 Centerville wrestlers punched their ticket to the semis, along with Albia's Aiden Reeves. Class 3A 106-pounders are going to be coming up immediately following this. Class 2A Constellation Elimination matches. And those Class 3A wrestlers will roll right into these medal place matches. You're gonna get a medal if you win here the rest of this morning. This afternoon we'll have the Class 1A event that'll just mirror what we have just done here with our Class 2A and Class 3A. And then after that we will have the placement matches for the consolation side of our medal place winners. And then last thing tonight we'll have our semifinal matches and find out who's going to be punching their ticket to Saturday night. That's a big deal on Saturday night. All right, here we are. Bout number 2267. We're going to be on mat number 3. Mat 3 is Jaron Trausch against Ben Lee. The wrestlers are on their feet. They shake hands, and we are underway at 182 pounds. Trausch from PCM, Prairie City, Monroe. Thanks for listening in, Prairie City, Monroe folks. Glad to have this brought to you by Copeland Auto Body. their Southern Iowa state-of-the-art auto body repair, advanced collision repair shop. Here's Lee in on a single leg. Nice sprawl by Troush from Prairie City. Lee does get around the ankle, lifts that leg, and elevates. Got a front headlock in by Troush and an elevated leg for Lee. Lee's got Troush's leg between his legs now, and Troush gets his hips underneath of him, works that pressure on the head, and does get out of that single leg situation. Wrestlers are back to neutral on their feet here at 182 pounds, right near the edge of the outside circle. We're going to dance around the outside edge of the circle for just a little bit here. And off the mat we go with a minute to go. Get it reset back at the center of the mat. Troush with a little head fake. We got some Centerville guys up here. It's Zoe. Hi, Zoe.